Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, Van Halen bringing us back. 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, one of the great leaders of America, Hector Barreto, chairman of the Latino Coalition, former SBA administrator, author of The Engine of America. He's talking about you, my friends, small business owners. Hector, thanks again for being here. I want you to talk some more about the SBA, how the money, the $350 billion that government set aside to help small businesses, is most of that's going to come through guaranteed loans from the SBA that will be distributed and administered by a local bank. Am I correct about that?
Well, let me describe the two, you know, tranches of money, if you will.
Okay.
There is the Paycheck Protection Program that's going to be available as soon as this Friday. You're going to go directly to your bank to apply for that. It's going to be very simplified. And basically, that's 2.5 months worth of payroll. Now, in order for that to be a grant, in other words, for you not to have to pay that loan back, you just got to prove after you get the money that you paid those employees. And there'll be other things that will be.
And it's not just payroll, it's also rent, utilities, and things like that, right? There's a handful of things.
Exactly. Rent, interest on mortgage, utilities, all of that's going to be part of the equation. So that's the quickest way to get money, and you don't have to go to SBA for that. You go directly to your bank. You can even go to a credit union or an FDIC institution to get that money. So that's the quickest thing.
Will the fintech organizations, the dot-com fintechs, will they be doing this too?
Well, they're working on that. Okay. Right now, it's all of the SBA lenders. That's 5,000 banks.
Right.
It's FDIC companies, and it's credit unions will be available.
Okay,
but they're probably going to expand that additionally because there's such a big need for this.
Right.
But what you're also referring to is the regular disaster loans that SBA does. There, you got to go straight to the SBA because that money doesn't come from the banks. It comes from the Treasury. And you need to apply online. And I heard you giving the website, sba.gov,
right.
/disaster or coronavirus. Takes you right to the site. It's a lot quicker than it was a week ago, so it shouldn't take you that long. But those are loans up to $2 million in working capital. Interest rate is 3.75. By the way, nonprofits can apply for it as well. Their interest rate is 2.75, and you can do that with very little documentation. For example, up to $200,000, no personal guarantee. They're not asking for credit scores. They're not asking for tax returns.
That's
and
right.
And you've been referring to this $10,000 emergency grant. And when you go online, you'll be able to check a box, and if you need that $10,000, and a lot of companies do, they're saying they're going to get you that within 3 days.
Wow.
So that's the quickest way to get an infusion of cash into your company, because the loans are going to take a little bit longer to get you an answer on what the amount is and if they need any additional information from you. All this is at SBA.gov.
All right. So, yeah, folks, check that out. I've been telling you about it all week long. So what the another thing that I think is really important is this money is available to independent contractors. And,
That's right.
I mean, they're realizing that the 20 million members of the half of the U.S. economy are not employers. They're giggers. They're contractors. They're Uber drivers. People like that. I mean, I know people who make a living driving Uber. They're out of work right now.
Yep. That's right. That the proverbial gig economy.
Yep.
So those sole proprietors, independent contractors, and any business with less than 500 employees is going to be able to apply for these loans. And so this is going to be very important. They're not going to run out of money. Sometimes people say to me, "What happens if I don't get in time?" They're not going to run out of money. By the way, the final package was $370 billion.
Okay.
And some of that money is also going to go for the conventional SBA loans. So, Jim, it's possible that somebody's going to get paycheck protection this Friday. It's possible that they're going to go onto the site and apply for a disaster loan and also get a $10,000 grant. And then later on, They can either go back to the SBA for more money out of the disaster program or go to and get a regular SBA loan for working capital or fixed assets.
And long, that would be a longer amortization. No, that's something I've been saying. You could have three or four different swings at this ball, so to speak. And but the other thing that I understand is the giggers are going to be able to apply for unemployment insurance, even though they didn't pay into the unemployment program.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of incentives. You're going to see this stuff rolling out. You know, this is so new. I know that we've been talking about this constantly for 2 weeks, but remember, the legislation just got signed on Friday.
They worked
on the regs over the weekend, and the regs are out this week. But they're going to continue to fine-tune that. And by the way, this is all hands on deck. This is the federal government. State government's going to do some things. Local government's going to do some things. And so you really need to educate yourself. One thing that we learned during disasters when I was there, Jim, is those companies that plan, those companies that have contingencies, they're the ones that make it. Those that wait and don't do what they're supposed to do, sometimes those companies don't make it. And we're trying to save as many of those 30 million small businesses in America, that engine of the economy, as we possibly can.
Well, absolutely. And I want to encourage people to not get hysterical. Don't throw in the towel. Please hang on to your businesses. Hang on to your employees. Help is coming. And when we come back, I want to talk about what I call the force multiplier. I want to get Hector's thoughts on that, what I call the 4-to-1 force multiplier that this can have, can help. It can have an effect on us if we'll all just do the right thing. And that'll be coming after the break. TheLatinoCoalition.com. Is that right, Hector?
Yes, sir. TheLatinoCoalition.com. That's our organization. And we've got a lot of information on that site as well.
Check it out, folks. We're going to be right back with Hector Barreto. I'm Jim Blasingame. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.